Okay. Just gonna start another. Do you hear me? Am I unmuted?
Yes, Rabbi, can we begin?
Okay, so I'm gonna begin. I'm just gonna speak very briefly about an issue that's relevant right now, and that is where right after Shavuos, and does one say Tachanun, you know, 7 days after Shavuos? There are different minhagim about this. And so I want to talk about what the different issues involved in this are and whether one should say Tachanun or not say Tachanun. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud Zayin tells us, Amar B'loza, Amar B'oishya, Minayin Latzer Shiesh L'Tashlum Kol Shiva, Shnemer B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShvuos B'chag HaSukos, Makis Chag HaShvuos L'Chag HaMatzos, Machag HaMatzos Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Avchag HaShvuos Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So there's a heckish between Pesach and Shavuos, and just like Shavu after Pesach, if one did not bring the Korboni Chachag, the Chagiga, the Shami Simcha, the Shami Ria, so they can bring it throughout the holiday. So also Shavuos, even though it's a one day Yontif, one can bring the Korboni Chachag afterwards. And the Ram quotes this in the beginning of Hilkas Chagig, in Vergal Falach Zayin, Mi Shelo Chag V'yontif HaRishin Shel Chag HaSukos, Chogeg Es Kol HaRegel U'B'yontif HaAchran Shel Shmini Af HaShmini Tashlumid Rishin Hu. V'chein Mi Shelo Chag V'yom Chag HaShvuos Chogeg Kol Shiva V'yesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Sheshes Yomim Shel Acha Chag HaShvuos V'dover Zeh Mipi HaShmua Nema Shechag HaShvuos. So in this halacha, that this tashlumin, that you can make up the Korboni Chag 6 days after Shavuos, can be interpreted in one of two ways. One way is that even though after Shavuos it's no longer Yontif, it's Chol, but there's still this halacha of tashlumin, you can make up the Korban, you can bring the Korban, even though it's a Yom Chol. Or we can interpret it slightly differently, that the Gzeres HaKosov is that after Shavuos, even though from Alocha and for the Hilchas Achag, it's no longer Shavuos, it's Chol, but as it relates to Korban, namely the Korboni Achag that the Yochi has to bring, the Olas Ria, and the Shalmi Simcha, and the Shalmi Chikiga, that as it relates to them, it's still called Shavuos. So the nafka mina in this is, one thing is, what about saying Tachanun? So in Yeshivas, I think generally they do say Tachanun after Shavuos, but in Chassidim they don't. But the source not to say Tachanun is the Rav Yor. And the Rav Yor says in Chagiga, Tav Tzadi Dalit, he quotes the Shemai the Lo Lipol Alponav Betchina Ad Shiva Yomin Acha Ad Seres Mehai Time Ahol Vasun Behesmu V'Tainus. So for the Rav Yor, you see, the Rav Yor says not to say Tachanun, and this may be because it's not just a locha Tashlum L'Gabi the Korban, but it's called Tashlumin means it's not only, it means that as relates to the Korboni HaChag, namely the Shami Simcha, the Shami Chikiga, and the Olas Ria, it's still called Shavuos. And there's an amazing tshuva in Chok Yaakov, who paskins that if a person didn't say Shechianu and Shavuos, he still can make it up all these days, and this Tashlumen also for the Shechianu. So you see from this chiddush on Chok Yaakov that it's if you can make up it, how can you say a Shechianu? It's not Shavuos anymore. The Torah says, you see that at least the Taloch is that it's still called Shavuos as relates to the Korboni HaChag. So this may depend also on the Sugya, because the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, V'belozer omer mishachava beis hamigdash, atzeres geshabes. In other words, we know that is shvuas mevatel avelus or not. So in the Mishnah in Moed Katan and Afyutes, Rabbi Loza says that after the Chorban, Shavuos is not Levatel Avelos, it's like Shabbos, because it's no longer a seven-day holiday. It's only called a seven-day holiday when Shavuos, when it's still Bisman HaMikdash, and you could bring Tashlum in all 7 days. However, the Chacham disagree, and they say, Atzeres Kirgolim. And the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Chof Dalid, Dorash Reb Anani, Apischa de Benesia, Yom Echad Lifnei Atzeres V'Atzeres Areikan Yud Dalid, that the day before Atzeres, namely the day before Shavuos, because he holds its Mevatel Avelos, and not only that, but Shavuos itself counts towards the Shloshim, because it's a Chag by itself, as 7 days, even though there's no, now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. But the halacha, it's not just tashlumin to make up the korban. It's halacha in the, it's a chalais in the yom, that the yom is called still shvuas, and therefore it's still mevatel avelus. And the 7 days of shvuas counts as 7 days in terms of the count as relates to shloshim, because even though there's no tashlumin, on a practical level, because there's no base of English and no korbanos, but the tashlum is still possible because it's still called 7 days, because the halacha is that it's a chalois in the yom, that the gabe korban, it's still called shvuos. And it could be that this machloikes tanoim, whether nowadays atzeres is mevatel avelus, so it's still called, that is a holiday of 7 days, and the chachamim, because Rabbi Loza says not, the chachamim say yes, may also revolve about this issue, whether atzeres nowadays is considered, is the tashlumen, is it a din the chlois in the yom, as the lashon of Rambam, it's kechag hamatzos, shvus, right, like chag hamatzos, or is it just a separate halach of tashlumen? If it's kechag hamatzos as relates to korban, that it's still called shvus, even though from halach it's mutter, and it's not shvus, but as relates to korban, it still is, and therefore it's mevatel avelus even bisman hazeh. But according to Rabbi Loza, only bisman hamikdash is a lochel tashlumin. But nowadays it's not. But it could be that even Rabbi Loza agrees that's a loch in the yom, but he thinks that's only when, on a practical level, tashlumin is possible. So that's only bisman hamikdash. Shelo bisman hamikdash, bisman hazeh, where there is no beis hamikdash, so that it's no longer mevatel avelus. And it's only a din of tashlumin. So there could be another nafkamina in this, in how we understand the halacha of tashlumin, bisman, when in terms of korban. There's machloikis the Gemara, machloikis whether tashlumin is of Chistan and of Yochan, I believe. The Gemara Chiga, whether Tashlumin, whether Tashlumin is Tashlumin Derishin or Tashlumin Zedazer, which means to say, what if a person on the first day of Yontif was a Chiger and he couldn't bring a korban? Can he make up the Olas Ria and the Shami Simcha and the Shami Chiga after Yontif? So if it's Tashlumin Derishin, since Berishin he was Potter, because a Chiga, person who's lame, is not Chayiv to be Oyle Regel, so then there's no Tashlumin, because he wasn't Chayiv in the first day. Or is it Tashlumin Zelazeh? Each day, it's each day of Yontif is a Numa Chayiv, and you can bring the Korban even if he was a Chiga on the first day. Because on the second day, where he wasn't, he was no longer a Chiga, he was healed and he could walk. So then he'd be chayiv in the korban. If it's tashlum derishin, he can't be chayiv. So Tosfos says, what about as relates to shvuos? So Tosfos assumes that it's impossible to say that it should be tashlum and zeh lazeh on shvuos on the other days. So if he was a chiga on the first day, Tosfos assumes we would certainly be potter. But there are other Rishonim who are mashmer not that way, that even on Shavuos, if he was a chiga, according to the man Yom who holds tashlumin zelazeh, he would think even by Shavuos you would say tashlumin zelazeh, and that he could bring the korban if he was a chiga the first day, even though the other days he wasn't able to bring it. So if you think that it's a chalais in the yom, so then it's possible to say that it's tashlum zelazeh, because even though it's not shvuas as relates to the malacha, but it is shvuas as relates to the korboni hachag, namely that the yochid has to bring the olas riya. But if the halacha is a halacha just that is separate halacha of tashlum nachra chag, so then of course then that's cheetahs or dices. You can only be tashlum in division. So I wanted to point out this year the Gemara has a discussion about David HaMelech. David HaMelech died on Shavuos, and the day he died, the first day Shavuos, in fact, the year that of David HaMelech was that Shavuos was, it was only the one day of Shavuos, was Shabbos. But the Gemara has discussion about, the Gemara says that everybody, when David HaMelech died, because he was the Melech Yisrael, everybody were owning him. And they brought their korbanos after Shavuos. So it was Tashlumin for the first day because they weren't able to bring it. So Tois had discussion, what do you mean they brought the korban, they weren't able to bring it. Anyhow, they weren't allowed to bring it. Because David HaMelech died on Shavuos, but he also that year Shavuos was Shabbos. David HaMelech died on Shavuos and Shabbos, but this year, not the first day, the second day in Chutz Lavitz was Shabbos. That's why we made an Erev Tashlimin. But as I mentioned previously, this has practical applications in terms of do we say Tachlun on these days of Tashlumin? Many have the midig not to, as I quoted, that's the opinion of Rav Yor. That may be because he thinks that it's not just a loch of tashlumin; it's a chalois in the yom as relates to shavuos days after. It still has a shem shavuos. That's the hekes, the chag matzos, and therefore you can bring the korbanei those korbanos even afterwards. The korbanos that the yochid is chayven, and also nafkamina the incredible position of the chag Yaakov. So I had this issue the other day. I was in Passaic, Clifton, and I davened with here in where I live in Englewood. We have not yet opened up the shuls. We're going to be davening outside for the first time this Thursday. But then in Passaic, that it opened it up a few days earlier. So yesterday when I was in Passaic, there was a question, should we say Tachlin or not? So I said, first of all, we should rely on the Rav Yor because we want to expedite the davening because of the, you know, for the COVID, to make the davening as efficient as possible to risk infection. Of course, this was outside with masks and so on, all the other protections. And I cited this Rav Yor, and this should depend on this Shaila Lahalacha. So I wish you all to be safe and be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.